Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good evening, good evening, and welcome to Join Peace Community Ministry. Today, we have an exciting topic we're going to be talking about. And before we start, let's have a few words of prayer. Well, gracious Father, we come this afternoon in the most humblest way we know how. We come to give you praise. We come to give you glory because it's not about us. It's all about you. We thank you for everyone that will tune in to the archive or will be on live this afternoon. We give you the praise today and we give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today, our topic today we're talking about, we must never be complacent about the job God called us to do. Never be complacent about the job God called us to do, or you. You know, being lazy or at ease when you should be hard at work, when the time is late, when your full involvement is needed, danger are on the horizon. And you do not see them as danger. God has some very strong words about complacent, especially complacent toward him and complacent toward sin. But both put us at great risk. God loves us too much to lose us without a fight. So that's our topic today. If anybody would come on, would like to chime in, feel free. If you'd like to come on the archives, feel free. You know, thinking too little of something too great. A casual attitude toward God, toward a great problem confronting us, toward enemies. And when you think of that, are examples of complacent, smudge, or attitude of self-satisfaction. Attitudes that say everything is fine because I'm happy and comfortable. God has some very strong words about complacent, especially complacent toward him, complacent toward sin, but both put us at great risk. You know, some people, when you think about they're so complacent about this, about that, you know, dangers are on the horizon. You don't see them as danger, like military, social, personal, and attitudes. So today we're going to talk about complacent, and we're going to be coming from scriptures, and I'll give you scriptures, and you can read them at your leisure. We're only doing 30 minutes today. No, we're doing an hour today. No, I changed it to 30 minutes today because a lot of people call in and say they wouldn't be on today. So we're going to be doing 30 minutes today instead of an hour. You know, what caused us to grow complacent? As I was looking at the scriptures on Hosea 13, 5 and 6, you can read that at your leisure. You know, I took care of you in the wilderness. That's what the Lord was saying. In that dry and thirsty land. But when you had eaten and were satisfied, then you became proud and forgot me. How many of you all do that right now? God have given you what you needed, when you needed, how you needed, but you got so complacent on him helping you that you forgot that what God had brought you through, what he had done for you. So you got boastful, you got proud, and you forgot on the things that he had brought you through. You know, when we are in need, we usually take God more seriously. But when we are well-fed, comfortable, and prosperous, it's easy to become complacent about God. Wise is the person who remember God daily in times of both need and prosperity. I'll be telling God thank you all day from the time I get up to the time I go to bed. Whether something happened that day, one way or the other, I'm still telling them thank you. I'm still telling them how good he is, how much he's doing for us, and how I appreciate everything that he's doing for me. So I hope you all start doing that for those that have been complacent and not putting God in front. You know, it's a sin to be complacent, particularly complacent towards sin. Let's turn over to Job 4 and 17 and see what the word of God is saying over in Job the 4th chapter, and verse 17. It says, therefore to him that knoweth to do good, and doth it not, to him it is sin. You know, remember, it is sin to know what you ought to do, and then not do it. God take righteous seriously. So should God's people. To know what is right and then be complacent about it or unwilling it to do it is sin. And over in Revelation, I'll turn over to that and see what it's saying in Revelation. Because Revelation has something about being complacent also. We're going to go to chapter 3 in Revelation. And we're going to turn to the third chapter and the 15th through the 17th verse. And let's see what the word of God is saying. I know thy work, that thou art neither cold nor hot. My. I would thou wert cold or hot. Verse 16 says, so then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. You know, here I know all the things you do, that you are neither hot nor cold. I wish you was one or the other. But since you are like lukewarm water, I will spit you out of my mouth. You know, complacent lead to indifferences, which lead to idleness. To stand for nothing is to stand against God. That why complacent is so dangerous. Oh, wow. You know, complacent can lead to sin. And let's go to Judges. Judges telling us something about that also. Over in Judge. My, we're talking about being complacent today. And over in Judges, the 16th chapter. Let's turn over to 16th chapter and see what it's saying today. Talking about complacent. You know, so many people can get so complacent so quick. Ah, let's turn to the 16th chapter and the 16th chapter, the 16th through the 17th verse, and the word of God says, and it came to pass when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death. And verse 17 said, and he told her all his heart and said unto her, there has not come a razor upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaved, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. Here, day after day, she nagged him until Samson told her his secret. Samson had become so complacent about his God-given responsibility as a leader that he gave in and told Delilah the secret to his strength. He thought it wouldn't matter. He thought everything would still be just fine. Excuse me. Samson complacent was a sin because he disobeyed God's command not to tell anyone, and he let down his entire nation. You see, when we don't comply to what God's saying, what can happen? Getting so complacent, letting your guards down. And we're going to go over to 1 Kings and see what 1 Kings is saying about that. 1 Kings, the 11th chapter. Let's see what it's saying. The 1 Kings, the 11th chapter. And we're going to turn over to, let's see which verse that is. We're going to be reading 1 through 4. The 11th chapter of 1 Kings, verses 1 through 4. But King Solomon loved many strange women together with the daughters of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Amorites, Edomites, Zidonites, and the Hittites. Of the nation concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, ye shall not go into them, neither shall they come in unto you, for surely they will turn away your heart after their God. Solomon gave unto these in love. And he had 700 wives, princes, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. Verse 4 says, for it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord, his God, as was the heart of David, his father. You know, now King Solomon loved many foreign women. The Lord had clearly instructed his people not to intermarry with those nations. That's what God is saying today. Yet Solomon insists on loving them anyway. And sure enough, they led their hearts away from the Lord. Solomon, complacent toward God and God's commandment, led him into sin. And it devastated consequences. When you think about this sin and not doing what God have called you to do, let me take a little, get me a little water. My. We're talking about complacent can lead us to sin when you're not obeying the word of God. You know, Solomon complacent toward God. And God's commandment led him into sin. Just think about when God have told you to do something. And he done things for you, but you done got so complacent. You done let your guard down, and here comes sin. Here come the devil. Here come the enemy. Just sliding right on in. You know, we must never be complacent about the job God calls us to do. His ability to help us do it. Let's turn over here to Deuteronomy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to turn over to chapter 1, and we're going to go to verse 41 all the way down to 42. And let's read what it says. Then ye answered and said unto me, we have sinned against the Lord. We will go up and fight according to all that the Lord our God command us. And when ye have girded on every man his weapon of war, ye was ready to go up into the hill. And the Lord said unto me, say unto them, go not up, neither fight, for I am not among you, lest ye be smitten before your enemy. My. You know, we're talking about we must never be complacent about the job God calls us to do. You know, then you confess, we have sinned against the Lord. How many have sinned and have not went and confessed it? We will go into the land and fight for it. You know, the job God gave you to do. You got to fight for some things that God have compelled you to do. You know, as the Lord our God have told us, so your men stripped on their weapons, thinking it would be easy to conquer the hill country. But the Lord said to me, tell them not to attack, for I will not go with them. If they do, they will be crushed by that enemy. That means you got to heed to God's word. If he tell you don't do something, don't do it. It's a consequence when you do it. The Israelites was complacent and refused to take the risk God called them to in conquering the promised land. Then they changed their mind, yet failed to heed God's warning that he was no longer with them. When God tells you something and you follow his instruction, He's with you. But when you go against what God have told you to do, complacent about the job God called you to, my, you done fell in the hand of an angry God. And you think about it, why do wicked people see so complacent about God and seem to get by with it? And why does God punish them, as he often does with believers? My. When you think about that, turn over to Job. Let's go to Job right quick and see what the Lord was saying to Job. We're going to go to chapter 21 of Job. Y'all know the story of Job. Let's turn over to Job. Excuse me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Job 21. Let's see what Job 21 is saying. Let me turn on over to that. And if you have your Bibles, you can read on with me. Job 21. And we're going to start with verse 1 through 17. And if we don't read it all, you can read it at your leisure. Okay, let's start with verse 2 of chapter 20. Therefore, do my thoughts cause me to answer, and for this I make haste? I have heard the check of my reproach, and the spirit of my understanding causes me to answer. Knowing that not this are old, since man was placed upon earth, that the triumph of the wicked is short, and the joy of the hypocrite but for a moment. Though his excellence mount up to the heavens, and his head reach unto the clouds, yet he shall perish for every like of his own dung. They which have seen him shall say, where is he? He shall fly away as a dream, and shall not be found. Yea, he shall be chastened away as a vision of the night. That the eyes also which saw him shall see him no more. Neither shall his place any more behold him. His children shall seek to please the poor, and his hand shall restore their good. His bones are full of the sin of his youth, which shall lie down with him in the dust. Though wickedness be sweet in his mouth, though he hide it under his tongue, though he spare it and forsake it not, but keep it still within his mouth, yet his meat in his bowels is turned, God of Asaph within him. He has swallowed down riches. He shall vomit them up again. God shall cast them out of his belly. He shall suck the poison of Asaph. The viper's tongue shall slay him. He shall not see the rivers, the floods, the brook of honey and butter. Oh, my. Here, if he done did what's wrong, he didn't do what God said do. Here the sin that come on. He won't even get to see the honey and the butter, the fruit of his labor. You know, here this verse telling us, yet the wicked get away with it time and time again. They rarely have trouble, and God skipped them when he distributed sorrow in his anger. The wicked are often not punished for their complacency because they will not listen to correction. Oh, my. They may prosper materially, but in reality, a hard heart no longer open to discipline is one of life's greatest challenges. Oh, my. Well, we're talking about complacency today. You see what happened When you get so complacent, you think you done, it's all that in the bag of chips, and you didn't follow God's instruction. We're still talking about we must never be complacent about the job God calls us to. I'm going to play a little music and be right on back.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break,
break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say
break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every about complacent today. And you know, wicked people seem so complacent about God. And you know, when you think about complacent, showing smug or uncritical, satisfaction with oneself or one's achievement. We can't afford to be complacent about our security, about the job God give us. We're going to have to stay on doing what God has given us to do. You know, it can be marked by self-satisfaction, especially when accomplished by unawareness of actual danger of deficiency. You know, some people take for granted, just because God say, I'm trying to use a good example that we could use for complacent. We was talking about Samson earlier, how he got so complacent. God told him, don't tell where his strength lies. But he decided to do it anyway. And he had a penalty. He lost his strength and everything. He told him, don't go out and marry people in from another nation. He told him from that country and stuff. He did it anyway, all those wives and concubines. We have to follow to the T what God have called us to do and what he want us to do. We can't go around and just do whatever we want to do, but we got to be led by the Spirit. And when he give us a job to do, no matter how long it takes, he going to give us the strength, the everything we need to fulfill that job. But we have to be about doing what God say do. You know, we can't get complacent and fall out on the wayside and think that somebody else going to do it. That's an assignment he give you. So that means you have to do that assignment until it's completed. If it take a month, if it take 2 days, we have to do it. If it take a year or whatever the job he have given you, that's what we have to do. We have to be about God's business. We want to be too complacent to this and to that to not do what God said do. So today, that was our broadcast. I only put it on for 30 minutes because so many people called and had some other things they was going to do that they would be on the broadcast today. So, but I give God praise for those that came on. I hope you got something out of it. You can go to the archives and get what you missed earlier. You can hear it on the archive. I am so happy and elated for those that did come on the broadcast today because God is good. He's good all the time. All the time, God is good. Gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you for those that was able to come on today, dear Heavenly Father. Cover them with the blood of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. Strengthen them, guide and protect them every step of the way, dear Heavenly Father. You alone are worthy, worthy to be praised. So we give you the praise today. We give you the glory today because it's not about us. It's all about you. So we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for who you are and whose you are. Thank you for being a wheel in the middle of a wheel. So we come to give you praise today. We come to give you glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And thank God. I want to thank all the callers that came on today for the broadcast. May y'all have a wonderful the rest of your day as you go offline. But that we don't leave God's presence. So continue on trusting in God and doing whatever job he has given you to do. Don't be slack on the job God have given. Don't get complacent. Continue on doing what he have called you to do. And God will reward you. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Hope to hear from you all on the fourth Saturday of the month. Bye-bye.